Bleeding. We talked about how much is in the human body for blood. 5 to 7 liters. You can only lose so much before bad things happen. We want to talk about bleeding and shock. If you lose too much blood, you will go into shock. We call that hypovolemic shock. There's other different kinds of shock. People go through emotional shock. They go through cardiac shock. They go through spinal shock. If you're losing blood, your gas tank is emptying. The faster your gas tank empties, the quicker your heart stops, and then we reach the end of your life. So we want to stop blood from leaking out of your body. There's two kinds of bleeding, arterial bleeding and venous bleeding. Arterial bleeding looks like this. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. So, what's that? It does, right? And you look at 5 to 7 quarts, most women probably have 5 liters, men probably have 7 liters, based roughly on size. So if you got 5 liters and it's going like this, whoosh, whoosh, you don't have a lot of time before that the amount of blood that you have left is going to be too little, and then your body can no longer function. Your body needs blood in order to function. So there's a couple ways you can stop that. One, pressure. So you learn that in first aid class. If you're bleeding, like if I have a big old cut on my arm because something cut it open or whatever the case may be, it's going to bleed a lot. So how do you stop that? You put pressure on it. They used to say elevate it, but then they were like, oh, people kept forgetting how to put pressure and elevate. Put pressure on it, elevate it if you can. If you can't, just put pressure on it as much as you can. If an artery is going, well, one, you could try to stick your finger in there to try to stop that artery. So there's a hose in there, and that hose is going, but you may not be able to tell where the hose is if your arm was cut open. If I nicked an artery in my arm, I might not be able to tell, but you can kind of look. You can kind of see generally where it's coming from, and you can try to put your finger in there and rotor-root around and stop it.
So you don't even care about the shit that's on your finger. Like, you just picked your ass and your nose.
Oh, no. If you were going down, Lucretia, and I had my finger up my ass just beforehand, I was still sticking in your arm.
Okay, good to know.
Just so you know, it's my knee.
It's getting personal.
But you can carry gloves with you and stuff, and if you get a chance to put on your gloves, that's great. What's that?
Nothing.
Carry on.
But you want to stop that bleeding, but you can try putting pressure on it too, right? Try, and if you're laying down and your arm is gushing blood like that, I would probably step on your arm. What you want is pressure. What you got to do is clamp off an artery. Our arteries are really not that large vessel-wise, but they sure do release a lot of blood. But you need a lot of pressure to make those stop. And I mean a lot of pressure. So I might try to, I would put my entire body weight into trying to get an artery to stop bleeding.
What about the blood clot packs you can buy now?
You can buy those, and those are probably really great. The military uses them, and I think you can buy them on websites.
Now, have you seen them used in your experience on the...
Not out where I work. I've seen packages of them, but we've never used them. It's something that we've talked about getting in our agency just because we're a little bit more backcountry, but I haven't used them or seen them. Can you get them in REI?
Yeah.
Oh, then they might be worth it. How much are they?
Like $15.
Yeah.
And is it just a small thing? It's just powder,
right?
They make
small ones and bigger ones. Yeah, it's like a granular powder, and I guess you split it open and pour it in.
Yeah, so the military do love those. The military uses those.
Try to use the bandages. The actual powder chemically cauterizes. So when they did stabilize you, it'll save your life. You've been shot or something.
For an artery? Will it work on an artery?
It'll chemically cauterize everything up in there.
I would go spend $15 tomorrow, and I would buy one or five of those things.
But when you end up at the ER, and they have to work on you, they're going to cut it all out. They have to basically get the good tissue again.
Yeah.
So once they kind of happen to go in there and sort of...
So they make bandages with that stuff built into it?
Bandages with stuff built into it, but that's not necessarily going to help if you've got...
An arterial wound.
I would pour it. If you can pour that thing in and it'll cauterize the arterial, I would go
if
out and buy 10 packs
and you're going to die.
Yeah.
Pack that fucking thing full of quick clot.
If it cauterizes it, then that's how it works. It must hurt like shit.
Yeah.
It's chemically burned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Hurt like shit, still be around tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the volume of that stuff, like, you're supposed to basically rinse it out for, like, 2 minutes because it's going to fennel cauterize it usually.
Yeah.
There's, I was just telling you last time, there's a video of the Army doing a demo of it on a pig online. It's, it will convince you that this stuff works.
Yeah. It definitely works, but they gotta cut all that scar tissue out of there once it's time to actually work on you.
Yeah.
But
even if you lost part of your arm,
can
you still use the clutch, right?
Like the brake.
But and there, if those things are only $15, do they last a long time? Do you know? I don't know anything about them.
I would imagine they probably last a couple hours.
No, I mean
in terms of power shelf life.
Yeah, shelf life.
Well, if you get the military ones, they're probably good for at least 10 years.
Yeah,
seems to be everything. That seems to be the baseline.
Oh my God, that's the best $15 you can possibly spend. I would spend $100 just to get enough. I'd be pouring it in, right?
Yeah. The problem is when REI sells it, is people will use it for situations that don't need it.
Yeah.
And then end up with some really wicked scars as a result of it.
I think the stuff that REI has, the Cochran, I don't think that's a caustic cauterizing thing. I think it's something else, but I don't know what it is because I've had trouble finding the legit stuff that you just pour in.
Can't you get it online? Somewhere? I mean, just the internet. You should be able to get everything.
Grams, $18.
Cabela's sells it for $15, $20.
But they're important. They're in a
$13
for
just one
person.
Yeah.
And just closet.
I know they reviews it. I know Paramedic, and I use it on Stack Rooms if possible.
Yeah, there's one that works with clotting.
My top
idea is blood, so it doesn't work.
That's probably what they easily don't want.
I think a good idea might be to try to buy a bunch in bulk if people want to do it. It'd be a lot cheaper, and then you could just share with the group.
Yeah.
Find somebody to go to Cabela's and say, I'll buy like 2 cases of this shit. I mean, if it'll sit in my bag for 10 years, I'm happy with that. I mean,
that's
I do outdoor stuff as well. I hike, so it'd be really good to have that stuff in the outdoors.
And it's, a lot of people care for the outdoor stuff because the trauma you're likely to suffer outdoors is going to be pretty, you know, the usual horrific, you know, tree branch stuck for you type of stuff where that will come in handy because that might be the thing that keeps you alive and gets you down the hill.
Right.
But when you get a good, you know, you come off your mountain bike and you get a really good gash, don't go jamming the stuff in there.
Right.
End up just pretty cool with the scars. So, they do.
The other option, if you don't have quick clot, the military has these quick tourniquet things. They have them on their uniforms, I think. One up here, one up there. I'm pretty sure we just broke the phone tonight. Wow, it's getting really hot, though. Like, super hot. I think the military wears tourniquets on their arms, and the upper, maybe the lower, and on their legs. So should they get hit by something and their leg flies off, they automatically like zip line their leg, crank it down, and it's an automatic tourniquet. Problem with tourniquets, though, if you put on a tourniquet, just assume you're going to lose everything below that tourniquet.
And don't take it off.
And don't take it off.
Unless you want to have a stroke and or a heart attack.
Right. And, or, well, if you take it off, you're just done. You're just going to bleed to death probably. And yeah. The game is over. So everybody I know kind of sort of wears a belt. Belts are really great options for tourniquets if you're out in the middle of nowhere. Most people I know wear belts. You could put it around there and really just cinch it down. And then you have to secure it somehow. I backpack, and also you have motorcycle straps. You can put one of these on your leg. So you can put one of these on your leg. If you don't have clamps on it, just kind of tie it around. What you want to do is take a stick, a pin, a screwdriver, or whatever solid steel elongated object you have, put it through a loop, and start to crank it down, and crank it down. And it's going to hurt, right? Because you're now you're cutting off blood flow. If you've ever slept with your arm up like this, and then it hurts, it's going to hurt a hell of a lot more if you do this. But stop the bleeding, lose a limb, save a life. Depends on what you want to do. It's up to you what you guys want to do on that.
They have rad prosthetics now.
They have rad prosthetics now.
Carbon fibers.
You can also use, so a lot of people are like, Kim, what's in your first aid kit? And I like go out hiking, and I'm like, well, here it is. And they're like, I'll tell you what I have. I'm like, what more do you need? The handkerchief saves everything. The handkerchief is like this really awesome thing. They cost like 98 cents at any store, REI or whatever. They will make a tourniquet if you need to make a tourniquet on your arm. It will make an awesome tourniquet. It also, if you were wanting to cut it into strips, will make great bandaging to put around your arm. a handkerchief, actually, you know, and then you put it on your head and all that, but they're really great, they're super cheap, and they do a lot of really great things. So over time, you will learn, as time goes on, what great things you can do with a tourniquet or with a handkerchief. And for the price, you can't go wrong. But you can tie it around, like if you had a big gash on your hand, you could tie it around and put it on your hand and cut it all up. So those are really great. The other things we use for bleeding are gauze. I'm not a fan of gauze because it costs money and it's stupid. And when I say that, it's one of you sitting in the bad spot tonight. So gauze, like if you get hurt and then we put this bandage on your arm and gauze and then we put these things on and then you're supposed to wrap it around and do all this stuff, and that's all fine and dandy. All gauze's job is, like a gauze roll like this, is to hold something in place. So you've already put some other bandage on it, right? Because you're trying to stop bleeding. You're trying to stop bleeding. So you took essentially some small thing, another piece of gauze, and you put it on there and you apply pressure. And now you need to secure that. So then generally people will take gauze and they'll wrap it around. Gauze is expensive. I don't know if you've ever bought gauze. It's expensive. It costs money. What I learned on ski patrol is you can just take some old sheets or whatever, cut them up, tear them down. This makes instant gauze. But the other thing that these things do is they also make instant tourniquets. And they make instant gauze pads. If you just left them wrapped up and applied it on there, and you just take another one and you wrap that around. So I would just get some old sheets, cut them up like that.
What is that, like 4 inches?
I'm bad. Somebody?
Three.
But cut them up whatever you want. They also can make for slings. If you're trying to get somebody out from somewhere and you need to make a sling on their arm, you can make a really great sling with one of these, and it would keep their arm pretty steady.
Cool headbands,
too. They do, right? You could be like, hey, you know.
The karate club.
3 years.
What's that?
3 years of the shop life.
3 years? That's pretty good, though, for $15 for the chance it'll stop an arterial bleed. I'd spend $15 on that for 3 years. That's $5
cheaper. And then you can get 15 and 24 pack.
So it's an option to buy in bulk. I think Ian was talking about bringing aspirin and just sharing with the group as well. So it might be an option to build everybody's first aid kits with some really neat stuff that we bought in bulk, and it would save a lot of money. But really, go home and tear up your old sheets and do whatever rolls like this you want. They make really great things, and honestly, I think this is like $4 or something for a roll of gauze. It's interesting, but it really serves no purpose that this can't fix. I mean, we're kind of talking, this is a little bit ghetto, but it's cheap,
okay.
It works, and it's, you have like, one sheet will last you a long time. Well, we were going to talk about duct tape, actually. Yes, duct tapes, I'm a big fan of it. So, I don't buy medical tape. I take that back. I will use medical tape when I go rock climbing, but I will not buy medical tape for any other reason. So medical tape serves one purpose. It's to tape gauze, or it's to tape something down, or it's to tape whatever you want. Just, everybody has duct tape. Duct tape works for everything across the board. It fixes hoses, it fixes this, just go with duct tape.
Works. It will fix those.
I do want to, these are, they're both the same except one skinnier than the other. Those are butterfly bandages or seri strips. All it is a thin strip of tape that you use to close up a laceration. So if I got a big old cut on my arm and I'm out in the middle of nowhere because I came off my bike, the first thing I would do is I would try to kind of cleanse the wound a little bit. You can use antiseptic gel, hand sanitizer, vodka works really, really great.
Whiskey?
Whiskey would work great.
Gin.
Alcohol. but not beer, right? So what do you get on your bike? But most people have hand sanitizer, they have alcohol
whiskey.
Pads or something. But I went to Haiti for the earthquakes, and I was probably on the third week out, but the teams that went originally were amputating limbs. The only antiseptics that they had to combat infection was alcohol. So they would pour alcohol in the wound before they would ghetto style chop off their extremities. So alcohol works. Hand sanitizer will also work. The biggest thing that we worry about in terms of this is infection. And so what happens with infection? Well, you can get flesh-eating bacteria, and that's bad, because that'll eat half your body away, and then they chop off your limbs. You can get methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, which is called MRSA, and then they give you antibiotics for that, and then if that doesn't work, then you end up with VRSA, and then they try to give you vancomycin resistance. You just don't want to get infection. So, but if you get a cut, and you're able to control the bleeding, and you're a couple days out, or you're a couple hours out, or you feel like you want to be really ghetto, you can use Steri-Strips. These are super expensive. Or you can use duct tape. And if I can get my little... I wrap duct tape around my little pill box.
Like, define super expensive for the Steri-Strips.
Steri-Strips are probably... You know what? I don't know exactly how much they are.
$4 for a 10 pack?
But I would imagine... Is it that cheap? I've never bought them.
Yeah.
I stole those from the hospital.
Yeah.
See, but you can just tear these strips of duct tape into Steri-Strips, and they work just fine. If I had to get out of the backcountry or on a motorcycle ride, all I would use... and I had a laceration there, and I wanted to cover it up, and I got the bleeding stuff, I would just tape it up, and it'll automatically start healing.
Huh.
It'll try to cover itself. I mean, you can buy these. They're sterile, right?
Until you open them.
Right, until you open them.
With your filthy-ass hands that have probably been
on
the bed, your carburetor.
With your butt-slash-nose hand. Yeah.
Right. That's my right
hand,
FYI.
Neosporin. I think a lot of people keep Neosporin. You could pour Neosporin on something. So if you come off your bike and you're like 2 hours from care, stop the bleeding. I'd probably use some duct tape just to kind of close it up a little bit so it doesn't keep opening and keep bleeding. Then I'd probably put my bandage around it. You know what? I would go with super glue for many occasions, but if you're seriously 2 hours out, it's no big deal. But I will have to say that when I'm home and I get a cut, I put super glue on it. They also make it's called liquid bandage, which is essentially super glue, but it has a brush, and then you could brush it on your wound. But super glue works really well. I use it all the time. I get finger cuts, I cut my finger open, I cut my hand open, I use super glue. It's cheap, it's effective, it's easy, and you don't have to go to the hospital. So
I should just keep that at work. It's easier to keep on than a finger cut.
It is, yes.
It smells good, too. Hey, Huffer. Yeah, but it smells
good. Just pass this around. This one's called Loose Skin. It's a liquid bandage. It's got a little brush on it, but go ahead and put some on yourself and see what it looks like, feels like. Because when you look at it later, it'll look like a little film. It's called New Skin. It's basically super glue. But if you, it does kind of sting a little bit, but if you get a decent size cut, you can kind of put that on there. One, it builds a protective coating because it's called New Skin, but it also tries to kind of close things out a little bit.
Should you just like pour a little bit and kind of squeeze it together until it sets?
It takes a little while to set for that one.
Yeah.
So what you're better off is trying to put a little duct tape on there and then kind of try to seal it up a little bit. Saran wrap also works really well. If you have a really bad cut, you can kind of Saran wrap. That'll keep infection out. See what I said, Saran wrap. A Ziploc baggie. Yeah, use it as your CPR. You guys want to take a quick break?